Welcome back to the Life School Masterclass Show, a place where visionary leaders build a life and business legacy on purpose through mindset, branding, marketing, sales, systems, and team, so they can make an amazing impact and income and positively affect their communities worldwide. Ensure that you are sharing the show, you're subscribing, and you also are leaving us a review so we can create more amazing content around those areas to help you level up to the next level and also bring amazing guest experts that can share their knowledge and expertise with you so that you can create amazing legacy. All right, Legacy Builders, welcome back to another show. I'm so excited to be back with you. Another amazing guest and conversation. And today we're going to focus on economic growth, the profit piece of our companies and the work that we all do. How is it that we can create that for ourselves? But also, of course, we love the impact that we get to create on other people and society as a whole. So who better than Antonius Wise, I love his last name, to kind of share some insight around today's topic. Antonius, where is it that you are actually connecting with us from today?
Yes, I'm actually connecting with you all from the Washington, D.C. area.
I love it. So Washington, D.C. to New York, specifically Brooklyn. So welcome. Thanks so much for being here. And let's kind of dive right into today's topic. So what are some of those things that we need to know as we create that freedom and wealth or economic growth for ourselves and then being able to transfer that over right to other people? Because everything we do is always in correlation to others anyway.
Yeah, I would say the first thing is being able to debunk myths. That is what really keep a lot of people from soaring to the next level. So I like to start off by helping people understanding the system that we're living on right now. So here in America, the government is based off two systems, right? So the two systems, most people think, or they tell us, it's either rich versus poor, or black versus white, or man versus woman. No, it's simple. It's EIN versus Social Security number. Those that are operating on an EIN, you have up to 475 deductions. And those that are operating on the social, you only have 8. So in those deductions may be mortgage interest, you know, a couple kids, a 401 or TSP, a health savings plan, and maybe 3 or 4 others. Instead of when you're operating on an EIN, now the government looks at it like you're in a relationship with them. So debunking the myths first, that's how you're going to go to the next level. So I like to tell a lot of my high W-2 people that come in, and people, even though they're seasoned, you know, business owners, you got to understand, you know, what you're operating in. That's the first stage.
Mm. Well, I love that. I never heard of that distinction before between Social Security and EIN. That's very, very cool. And the difference between the deductions that you talked about. So let's dive deeper into those.
Ready?
Those shifts. I'm ready.
Okay, great, great. So check this out, right? So so I just told you, you know, which stages that we operate in. So you got to ask yourself, the first stage of creating wealth, I tell everyone this, and they can argue with me on it all day, but it's getting your own tax money back. That's the first stage, right? So there's 4 ways that the government awards you with tax breaks. Are you ready for this? One is investing. This is what Warren Buffett and Grant Cardone do a lot of. Number 2 is real estate and depreciation. This is what one of our presidents do. I'm not going to say a name. Number 3 is create new jobs, entrepreneurship, which another one of our presidents do. I'm not going to say a name. And number 4 is nonprofit. Being a founder of your own operating public nonprofit, you're allowed to donate 60% of your AGI. Now, if you're doing a private foundation, you're allowed to do 30%. Now, when you're doing a combination of those 4, that's how the government awards you with tax breaks. So if you really want to create wealth, the first stage is getting your own tax money back and then using that to invest either, you know, in your business or nonprofit or whole life insurances or, you know, IULs or crypto, but getting your own tax money back and using that to invest.
I love that. I love the way you also structured it in phases, because I think that's important too. And sometimes we hear about these things separately. And obviously everybody is in a different phase and stage of their business cycle and growth, that it's good to know, you know, what phase and stage is it that, you know, first we identify and become self-aware where we are, and then how is it that we can use one of those strategies that you mentioned to be able to do that, and save on taxes, which is, you know, something very interesting for all entrepreneurs. Antonius, I have a lot of entrepreneurs here that sometimes, I mean, we're all purpose-driven. We all like to do philanthropy and contribute towards causes that we care about. And a lot of entrepreneurs kind of like start their nonprofits alongside their businesses, maybe when their business is not even established or creating enough revenue to be able to sustain itself. Do you recommend that? Do you recommend starting a nonprofit alongside the business? Because we all know how much time and energy that also takes to grow. And how can we harmonize both if there is a way to do so?
Oh, yes, I definitely recommend that. This is what I tell a lot of people. If when you're starting a nonprofit and a business, right? So when you're operating a nonprofit and you have a business, you want to start applying for grants for your nonprofit. Now, with you doing that, now you're able to, when you write the grants and submit them, you're able to have your business do work for the nonprofit. So now you get the sense of a double dipping going into play. You know, so never just do both. You know, I'm all about, if you're going to go full head of steam, go for it. You know, don't sit back, well, wait, I'm going to just do this. No. If your business is doing well and you got to add the nonprofit element, go ahead and go full head of steam with it. So now you can do work with both of them from that perspective. And another nugget I want to give people too is understanding the proper business structure. I see that with so many people, they make a lot of money, but their business is structured wrong. And what I mean by that, so if your income is between zero and 50,000, you need to be a single member LLC. Now, some people, they're just a sole proprietorship and they're making money. And I tell them, just being a sole proprietorship, that's the most audited entity, you know, so just be legally set up if you want to, you know, avoid the audits or to decrease your chances of being audited. Now, if your income is between 50,000 and 300,000, you need to be a LLC taxed as an S corporation. And I'm going to tell you why, because now you get to save the 15.3% self-employment tax. Then also material participant portion you get. And with the S corp, you can have multiple years worth of losses. Unlike a single member LLC, you start having close to 3 years worth of losses, you know, they're going to start thinking it's a hobby. Now, if your business income is over 300,000, now you want to think about being taxed as a C corporation. That way you can lock yourself in at a 21% tax rate instead of the 37% tax rate. So choosing the right business entity structure is monumental for growth as well. So I like to tell, especially a lot of my seasoned entrepreneurs that come through, you know, really take a look at your business structure if you want to save on taxes.
And we care about doing more good in the world and serving our global communities. Our foundation, the Life School Mission Foundation, serves young girls and women that don't have access to technology, that don't have access to education that they need, and also are living in toxic environments, get more resources around those areas of self-leadership, entrepreneurship, and intrapreneurship. Please help support our foundation by donating so that we can support more amazing souls. For every client or student that comes through the Life School, we pay back the same service. We give that back to one young woman or a young girl so that we can help support them in those three areas. If you'd like to make any donations, check out our website at lonalopari.coaching/the Life School Mission Foundation or send us an email at lifeschoolmission@gmail.com. We appreciate your support in this very important cause. Antonius, thank you so much for sharing the business structure as well, because that's also information I wish I knew day one when I was trying to figure out a lot of these different
things in the business as well. And yeah, it goes by revenue. So I like that you structured it that way. And also you share that with us. And Tomias, I'd like to hear a little bit more around the background, or I guess the question I like to ask my guests now is, you know, what were some of the most meaningful moments in your journey that led you to the work that you're doing today and that you really feel is the mission, the way that you're able to contribute towards others?
Okay, great. So I'm a former NFL player. And what I did was when I saw that NFL window, you know, closing, you know, I said to myself, you know, I know this appears like a death. So I got to get ready to make the transition. And not just depend on my athletic ability. So previously, you know, I did some work with the IRS, you know, just as a temp, you know, processing 1040s and things of that nature. So I had a grasp of what, you know, the tax codes was in some sort. But then I came into the knowledge. When I say I came into the knowledge, I started studying our Western civilization and the money system. So I said to myself, if we're going through like a pandemic or some sort of crisis in America, you know, I got to be able to bring some type of value if I want to get rich. So previously, during the housing crisis, you know, I was studying people like George Soros, Steve Mnuchin, Donald Trump, and I saw what they was doing. And I was like, you know what? I'm going to take a deeper dive with these tax codes. So most importantly, I had a nonprofit and a business. So I saw the way society was moving. So I was like, you know what? I need to get a substantial law enforcement credential so I can take it to the next level. So for me, it was either, you know, going to work for the IRS or the Secret Service. So when I did that, I was like, also, let me choose the right spouse. Because one of the number one debt killers, if you choose the wrong spouse, you know. So with that being said, you know, I wanted to give, you know, my wife, I wanted to give her options, right? I tell gentlemen all the time, so because I'm a life coach as well, so I have a lot of, you know, a lot of wealthy clients, you know, male and female. So the gentlemen, I tell them, if you want to increase your chances, you know, by finding the best spouse, you want to give her options. Women love options. They may not know what you want to choose, but they love options. So when I told her, I was like, well, I want you to run the family business either, or you can, you know, go to work for the man, run the family business, you know, or be a stay-at-home wife. And she loved that, you know, that opportunity. And I told her I was just going to focus on life coaching and Secret Service. So fast forward, you know, comes the pandemic hits. And by me having a domestic violence charity, you know, a lot of people were living at home with each other from that perspective. So that means there's a lot of fighting going on. So I had to use a lot of hotels. And I was like, man, I'm starting to pay out of my pocket. I was like, this is getting crazy. So I looked at society at that time and said, what are the four pillars of life that everyone is going to face? Taxes, relationships, emotions, and health. So I based my curriculum off those four things. So on the domestic violence side, you know, I had programs for survivors and I also had programs for abusers. So what I did was I took the financial literacy portion out for, you know, for the survivors and for the abusers, and I marketed to society because I knew what society was missing at that time. So that's how I was able to, you know, create over $1 million in 1 year, you know, by teaching people, you know, how to bring value to society and create economic growth. So, combined with everything else that we have in the wheelhouse, you know, it made our kingdom expand.
Wow, I love that. I mean, I love your ability to also kind of take a look at the macro and see what's happening, you know, out there and kind of always focus it back to pillars, which are foundational. And I love that you came up with those because those are obviously all the areas that most of us care about. And we always want to ensure that they're in harmony with each other. So I love that you had that outlook. And yeah, giving choices. I like that, right? Freedom, being able to focus our time. And that's what money and profit does for us, right? Is able to help us strategically focus on our energy and time, which is something that we never can get back on things that we care about or on projects or on tasks or on strategy or whatever else is it that feels most aligned with us. So I love that you shared that. And you also gave that to your wife as choices, and you're able to have that freedom both in the, and of course that I'm sure increased the great quality, deal of quality in the, into the relationship as well. Cause I know that that's important as well. Antomius, I love your name, by the way, Antomius.
Thank you.
Very, very unique. What are some of the lessons, or I guess what are three of the most impactful lessons that you have learned in growing that kingdom or in building your empire, as you said, as an entrepreneur, that you can maybe now share with other people that might be in the phases of growing their companies? What are some of the, I guess, three things that you focused on which were very impactful so that you can align that purpose that you felt with the profit side?
Okay, one of the first things, if you really want to grow your company, you know, being able to choose people who have a similar mindset as you. When I say a similar mindset, the ideology. You know, make sure your ideologies line up. And this really goes in any relationship that you're going to be in, making sure everyone's ideologies line up. You know, and then from there, you make sure also that, you know, don't try to do everything yourself. Delegate things. A lot of people, I see a lot of entrepreneurs, they want to be, oh, I want to be that, you know, that guy or that gal who does everything. No. Be open to hiring other people to do the work, you know, and even think outside of, you know, your country, you know, from that standpoint, you know, it's a lot of, you know, people overseas that do good jobs. You know, so just kind of, you know, being, you know, having that open mind to like, you know what, if I really want this thing to grow, I can't just be the only one. And I see that so much with a lot of high level entrepreneurs that they want to do everything themselves, you know, so just being able to delegate things. And then the third thing is the taxes. You know, I cannot say enough with understanding, you know, the tax codes, or better yet, having a strategist or some type of coach that is near you that can help you with that. So a lot of people need to be able to hire a strategist or a coach, you know, along their journey. So, because guess what? You know, as a grown functional adult, we all get 4 discretionary hours, right? Now, when you get married, you have 2 discretionary hours. And when you have kids, you only have 1. So you're trying to, you know, learn new things, and you're not going to have time, especially if your business is being profitable. So hiring a coach that can assist you or a strategist. And if you do that between 90 and 20 days, that will increase your chances of success.
Yeah, absolutely. I love it. Yeah, we're in a global talent pool, right? So there's tons of talent out there. And I love that you said have people align with their values, because the rest is easier, right? The processes, the things that obviously they can do easier, and the skills that they already have, or maybe the gifts that they already have or possess, that's a little bit easier. But attracting the right people through your values is really important at the beginning, for sure. And the financial piece is also very important, or surrounding yourself with the right people, especially as you grow and you scale and you have more assets, so to speak, and you are building an asset, a company that's a legacy entity, and you're able to then make those decisions strategically and also financially, right? Numbers are very, very important. So thank you so much for everything you shared. We've actually reached the end of the show. So much wisdom and expertise. I want to thank you ahead of time for all the service that you're actually providing out there to people in all these areas. I love your fundamental pillars. I think once the fundamentals are taken care of, then the rest is just, you know, things that obviously will align with us. But being very focused on the right priorities, I think it's very purposeful for most people. And it's also ensuring that they're moving ahead in the right, you know, priorities, saving their time, and also being able to duplicate a lot of their efforts in the profit side as well. Antomius, where is it that people can further continue this conversation with you, or maybe any free resources that you have for people that don't know you yet, or like or trust you yet, so that you're able to create some impact with that and then be able to further connect?
Oh, yes. I want to say you can definitely find me on Google. Reason why I say Google, because I'm doing a rebranding right now. I'm in a stage where I just took off myself. So a lot of the stuff I talk about, I actually did myself. So once I started to hit that million mark, I was like, okay, well, I got to do my whole rebranding thing. So, but you can still find me at my website, which is lifestrategies20.com. And then also my Instagram handle, which is life_strategies_2.0. And also on Facebook and also on TikTok as well. But I'm going to give you my spelling of my full name is Antonius Wise. And if you put that on Google, you'll be able to get access to me, very quickly. But I want to thank you guys so much, for listening, and I want just continue to bring value to society and create economic growth.
Yes, I love it. Thank you so much. I definitely encourage everyone to go and connect with Antonius further beyond the show, because I always say that relationships are the bedrock of everything we do. So being able to just get this conversation started and nurture those relationships for great collaborations or strategic partnerships is absolutely the right way to also scale a company and the right way to be able to focus on the things that matter to us. So thank you so much, Antonius, for all your time and wisdom. And I want to always thank you for supporting the show by sharing and subscribing and also leaving us a review. Thank you so much for listening. I'll see you next time with another amazing show and conversation. Bye, everybody.
Bye. Thank you.